Let's talk about nightclubs and pubs, because new restrictions were restored last night. Midnight closing time introduced. Some venues across the country, well, they just brought forward their opening hours and went from 6 o'clock instead. So they still got 5 hours of trading. Our reporter Josh Crosby went out in Dublin last night speaking to those clubbing to see what they thought of the new rules.
So different. Like, it just feels so weird. Even the buzz around town, it's so busy, but it's just... like, it doesn't feel the same kind of going out at this time.
Standing on Harcourt Street on the first evening of new opening hours for pubs, restaurants and clubs. The barriers have been set up outside Coppers and nearby venues since 6 o'clock. There are no queues of eager customers waiting to go in as the doors open, but there are some few out, and a night that's a first for the Irish pub scene.
The things closing at 12 makes absolutely no sense. It's not as if COVID is going to go away after 12 a.m. All it's really doing is just hurting the whole live industry.
My friends have decided we're going out like at 7 o'clock, if that's the best you can get. They're letting the same amount of people in to do the exact same thing.
It's only gone 7 o'clock, you're on Harcourt Street. Would you usually head out this early?
No, not normally.
Normally about 9.
And can you see now people starting to go out earlier? Like, will people go nightclubbing at
definitely.
7 in the
I'd
evening?
I'd say so, because it's dark. It's like kind of feels the same.
You guys have just arrived in Ireland from the UK for a long weekend.
For a pie weekend.
And you've just, after hearing the news, that the opening hours have been changed.
Yeah, we're over the moon about it. That's sarcasm.
Plans being changed and earlier nights are on the cards for now. But what about those working in the nighttime industry? How are they taking the news?
I'm John Leamy. I do general pub gigs, and I've had 2 gigs pulled on me already. It's just giving them another excuse to put us back into the hole that we've already been in for 20 months at this stage.
Hi, my name's Georgia G.
So you're an artist, you're playing tonight. What do you think of the new opening hours?
I just think it's a bit heartbreaking for everyone involved in the music industry, especially DJs. I feel like it's just going to cause more mayhem at 12 o'clock. Everyone's going to be back on the streets.
But it must be really difficult for you now. You're just getting back
dates. Booking gigs and then ripped from under my feet.
Down by the Liffey at Tramline, more than 900 tickets have been sold for an event and queues are building since 7.
It's a bit weird. All we do is pre-drink now at 3 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock. Like, it's the same thing. Like,
how do you feel to be in a nightclub this early in the day?
It makes no difference being in a nightclub this early, but what's the difference if it opens 7 to 12, it's 10 to 2?
I feel it's a bit ridiculous, to be honest. The big thing is, okay, they said they're closed at midnight, but now clubs open 2 hours earlier, so I don't understand how this prevents COVID anyway.
Ian Redmond, owner, operator, Tramline Nightclub, Dallier Street. Well, I just got here and happy to see the people are starting to arrive. We opened the doors at 7. It's just approaching 8 o'clock now, and the flow is really only starting now. So maybe that's a little lesson learned, that 7 might be a little bit too early. 8 o'clock kind of looking good. So hopefully by 9 we'll be pretty full. And that'll give our customers 2.5 hours of good clubbing. And then we'll finish up 11:30 and clear by 12.
And I know it's early in the night, but is there an appetite in Ireland for day clubs?
Well, look, we're not in Ibiza or we're not in Las Vegas, but we've seen through the lockdown the parties out on the streets, the house parties. So I think what we offer here to our customers is a safe environment. As you can see, we're calling on the government to just let us do what we know what to do, and let us open and stay open. Let us get back open till 2:30, like, because the 12 o'clock thing, it's a joke.
So it's 12 bells and the night has come to an end for the pubs and clubs across the country. For those who have gone out on Camden Street, will they be calling it a night?
They kicked us out about 11:30. We were at a gig.
How did that feel now? Were you just getting going?
Yeah, I guess, well, we were just noticing how there were so fewer drunk people.
The hangover mightn't be as serious tomorrow.
It's only a Thursday, yeah.
Without cursing, it's absolutely ridiculous. Like, I'd have a lot more respect for the government if they just shut things down completely, because this stupid rule that they've put in place makes it seem like COVID just stops being spread at 12 o'clock, which is absolutely ridiculous.
And
which
was it hard now for the pubs to clear it out at this hour? Like, do people want to just keep going?
Yeah, like, it's so early. Like,
would you be looking for a house party? You're looking to see if someone's still going?
I'm hoping to get there somewhere.
You're texting around.
I think everyone knows that everyone's going back somewhere else.
Were you asked to leave now at 11:30 or
at
what?
At 11:30 exactly, like.
And man, we've been well on it since 3.
You're eating your pizzas, your kebabs, your chips, and it's only...
At 12:30, absolute disgrace.
I have to go to pre-drinks at 5:30 because of this now.
Yeah, we're going to have to skip college to go out
I should
now.
Be eating these chips at 4 o'clock in the morning, come on. Yeah,
right. It's a loaded Konya.
Outrageous! Outrageous!
The hardship, Ciara, the hardship. You could hear it in their voices, having to eat their pizzas so early. Some of the people out enjoying themselves in Dublin last night with those new closing times introduced. Speaking to our reporter, Josh Crosby.